The key is to focus on what truly is important and to say no to the rest. Now, why is it most people neglect quadrant two? Why do they not focus on the important? Why do they focus upon quadrant three? Okay, it's hard. Look, quadrant two has to be acted on. Quadrant three acts on you. It's pressing, it's popular, and it's proximate. It acts on you. What about deep delegation? Deep, complete delegation. So another person is left free to accomplish the results the two of you have discussed. What quadrant? Two. What about deep problem solving with that person? What quadrant? Two. Where's habit two? Begin with the end in mind. Two. You have to be proactive to work on two because it won't act on you. But I'll tell you what's tremendous. Once you have habit two under your belt, a clear sense of purpose, you're saying yes so strongly to things that matter to you, it's easy to say no to other things. But people who are flaky and disorganized and undisciplined and haven't paid the price in coming up with a mission statement and a clear sense of their own goals, they're going to be distracted by anything that comes into their way. One time I went in to see one of my employees and said, could you take this project? And he said to me, that's what you'd like, Stephen, fine. And he pulled his board open, and there were his 29 different projects. He said, which would you like me to take down, Stephen? He knew exactly where he was going on the mall. See, if I were to take them down, who's responsible for that? So I said, listen, just forget it, and I'll go find someone else who's a crisis manager, see? Throw it to them. Really, if you want to enlarge your own area of discretionary time, little by little, just exercise more initiative and work in quadrant two. Quadrant two, and you'll find people will not give you crises. They'll get a few. You can live with them, but it will not be excessive. Quadrant three should be neglected, along with quadrant four. But all people know that quadrant four should be neglected. The question is quadrant three. It's urgent. It acts on you. And it's so easy to let the good keep you from your best in life, keep you from your unique contributions. In fact, the other day, my wife was invited to be a chairman of a committee in a community endeavor. She already had a number of other things on her platter, and she really didn't want to do this, but she felt kind of pressured into it. And she said, all right, I'll do it. And then she called up one of her dear friends to get her on her committee. And her friend gave this answer. Sandra, that sounds like such a good project, a really worthy undertaking. I appreciate so much your involving me and inviting me. I feel honored by it. I won't be participating myself, but I just want you to know how much I appreciate it, the invitation. Sandra could not handle that answer. She was ready for anything else, but a pleasant no. Really, very few people can say no and smile. You can say no and smile only when there's a bigger yes burning inside you. In fact, she turned around the phone and said to me, I wish I had said that. Really, how does a person have the courage to pleasantly, smilingly, non-apologetically say no? You learn to say no to the unimportant, no matter how urgent it is. Now, that doesn't mean you shouldn't be involved in significant service projects. Those things are important. You have to decide what your high priority items are. The point I'm trying to make here is live in quadrant two and you will see quadrant one reduce itself down to very manageable proportions. You will be involved in significant prevention and the crises, the problems will be almost reduced to nothing. You'll still have some things you can't anticipate, but they won't throw you and beat you up like the pounding surf we talked about. Now, a man by the name of Pareto, an Italian philosopher, efficiency expert, developed what he called Pareto's Law. And it's been used now over the centuries, quoted as one of the most fundamental principles in the field of life and time management. Pareto's Law basically says this: 80% of the results flow from about 20% of the activities. 80% of the results, in other words, most of the results that you want, both P and PC, flow from about 20% of the activities, which means some activities have much more impact than others. Let's call those activities high leverage activities. Now, what do you think one of the key high leverage activities is? It's looking at all the other activities you do and asking the question, are they important to do? You see, what happens in any organization, in any family, is that that family or organization gradually develops an effective response to the different challenges that are being placed upon it. But when the challenges change, the response usually doesn't. And gradually, organizations accumulate many practices, report forms, meetings, procedures, which have become obsolete. They once had validity, but no longer. But they're looked on often by organizations like sacred cows. You don't change those things, see? That's the way it is. It's not the way it is. You're proactive. You can stand apart and examine anything and decide if it still is appropriate. Just exactly as Anwar Sadat did before he took that peace initiative and went to Israel. This is what high leverage means. Give your energies to the things that produce the greatest results. Now let us essentially restate habit number 3. We call it first things first. But let's restate it in its full-blown character. Organize and execute around priorities. 3 key words. Priorities, then organize and execute. Now, habit 2 taught us about priorities in terms of values and goals. Identification of the high leverage activities tells us about the priority activities that will produce the greatest results. Okay? Now, once you have clearly got a picture of your priorities, that is values, goals, and high leverage activities, now organize and execute around them. One sentence, essentially, is the summary of the whole field of life and time management. Organize and execute around priorities. Let's look at the word organize, and then a little later, look at the word execute, because we've already discussed in depth prioritization.